Hi everyone, my name is Alex, and for today we are going to talk about profile guide optimization, or PGO, but not about the optimization itself, about the challenges of adopting LVM implementation of PGO in practice. By the way, how many of you know what PGO is? Great, that's a great audience, so thank you. A few words about me. So I spent some time with hacking LVM different parts, especially static analyzers. So I was interested in different kinds of optimizations. My diploma project was about extending PGO infrastructure for some specific cases. And during the last years, during the work on the awesome PGO project, where I'm trying to collect as much as possible information about PGO, unfortunately, I collected as much as possible traps of PGO in real life, and I want to share with you my experience. So, why do we care? Why should we care about PGO? Because it works. And it works for real applications. It works for databases, compilers, browsers, log shipping solutions, and so on. And it works especially efficient in practice. And you know, we need to pay some price for that improvements. And this price is issues with integration PGO into different applications. And let's start from the most terrifying one. You know, reproducibility is an important topic nowadays, and actually I was talking with many maintainers from different ecosystems, and top one blocker for adopting PGO was reproducibility. We can divide this problem into two parts, like two dedicated cases. The first one is reproducible built with some kind of predefined PGO profile, safe, something like that. And the second one, the most complicated, reproducible PGO profile generation. So, the first one is pretty simple to be resolved. You can just save some PGO profile into your favorite version control system and reuse this profile during each build. So if your build was reproducible, in this way, your build will stay reproducible. However, it will generate a bunch of other interesting issues, like updating PGO profiles between compiler upgrades and so on, because they are not compatible, and many other issues. But they are kind of resolvable. The second case, unfortunately, is generally unresolvable, because it requires deterministic execution of your application. And if you're talking about real application, big applications like databases, browsers, it's not achievable in practice, unfortunately. Oh, documentation. I must admit, documentation for PGO in LVM was improved significantly during the last few months. And I wanted to say thank you for everyone who was working on it, but it still has some hidden traps. The first one are about hidden PGO features. For example, like some tricky ways to do PGO, like a CSS PGO, or maybe some relationships between PGO and FinLTO, because I was wondering that FinLTO quality could be improved when FinLTO is used with PGO at the same time. It's just due to some internal implementation details. These all features are not documented at all. Clang has the best documentation about PGO from all LVM-based compilers, and other LVM-based compilers like Rust-C, they like to just refer to the Clang documentation. Unfortunately, it doesn't work in practice well, because downstream compilers, from the PGO perspective, don't implement all PGO features. And you, as a user, should guess which parts of Clang documentation are applicable to your compiler. And I know which parts are applicable. Users, in general, don't. And smaller issues like different warnings, like rank out of static count, or something like that. And if you have some experience with PGO, you don't care, but new PGO newbies, let's call them like that, they are scared about from these warnings, because PGO broke my build, especially if they have enabled by default warning as an error policy. Many of these questions can be answered by, let's call them PGO gurus. And this is the most convenient way to resolve all your current problems with PGO, because official documentation lack of many, many interesting details, and it's much easier just ask a question from right people. For example, from LVM, it's Xin Liang, David Li, I hope I pronounced properly, or Teresa Johnson, they're both from Google. From the Rust-C compiler, it's Jakub Beranek, that's the person who optimized Rust-C with PGO, and many, many other people from different ecosystems, like PGO-heavy ecosystems, like CacheOS. They are crazy about applying PGO to different stuff. And it would be nice to highlight such people in some way, so it will simplify a life for future PGO adopters. Unfortunately, many people still are not aware about PGO, about what is PGO, how efficient it is in practice, and so on. I found many times that different kinds of misinformation about PGO. For example, SQLite for many years had a note in their official documentation that PGO doesn't help to optimize SQLite performance. I was triggered by it, and I performed my own benchmarks, and I got pretty huge improvements. I reported back to the upstream, and after a very, very long debate with SQLite devs, they removed this note from the documentation. Unfortunately, they didn't add a note that PGO helps to optimize SQLite performance, so it is what it is. And that's also my favorite. People try to apply PGO to one application, and PGO doesn't work for all cases. And if it doesn't work for one case, they make a conclusion, PGO doesn't work at all, and write a shitty comment on Reddit or something like that about, so please don't try PGO at all, it didn't help to optimize my FFmpeg. FFmpeg is a good piece of software from the performance perspective, at least. So, and sorry, FFmpeg guys. And unfortunately, almost all our software in the industry are not the same quality from the performance perspective. And it's a pity situation. Lack of PGO integration examples. You know, average engineer is a copy-paste engineer. And that's fine, because they have a different job to do, like a business job, optimizing, whatever. And unfortunately, current LLM documentation has very, very few good examples how to integrate PGO in practice. So we have built instructions for Clang and CMake caches, and that's it. And all this documentation doesn't ask questions like this. And these questions are very important in practice, especially the last one, is the most trickiest one. How can I report a performance degradation from PGO to the upstream? And there are many, many other questions like that, and they are not answered by official documentation, unfortunately. And to make things worse, different use cases, different PGO challenges. For example, what PGO kind should I use in my case? We have two major PGO kinds, instrumentation and sampling. And we cannot give a simple answer here, because we have different domains, budget, limitations, and so on. And different use cases require different kinds of PGO. And even if you give people some recommendation, they like to mess up these recommendations. For example, only sampling PGO should be used nowadays. Nope, it shouldn't, because it has their own limitation. And for example, if we are talking about creating packages for operating system pack, creating recipes for operating system package, sampling PGO is not achievable, at least nowadays. Instrumentation PGO can be used in production environment. Nope, it cannot be, but please be careful. There are situations where instrumentation PGO could be used for production environment. For example, when you want to squeeze as much as possible performance from PGO, because instrumentation PGO is still better than sampling PGO from the optimization opportunity for the compiler. And that's why we need much more examples from different ecosystems, different domains, and so on. So people will be able to find the closest to their use case example and try to copy-paste as much as possible things from there. And that's fine. Oh, tooling support. Oh. So there are almost no build system integrations for Peugeot. Bazel has some kind of integration, and Bug2, that's a build system from Facebook. Meta, sorry. Other build systems, like default build system for C++ CMake, doesn't have anything like that. The same thing goes about dependency managers. And it makes the life harder for regular Peugeot users. And we need to somehow resolve it. Rust has a really great example of such a tool, like a cargo Peugeot. I'm use this extension a lot in my practice, and it simplifies the life significantly when you want to apply Peugeot, at least in simple cases, at least in them. It has some limitations, like no sampling Peugeot support, but never mind. And so for different use cases, highly likely we will need different tools. So about different use cases. Sampling Peugeot issues, like a modern way to do Peugeot. The default tooling for doing sampling Peugeot is AutoVideo. That's a project from Google. Unfortunately, it has own problems, like build issues. If the most recent LLVM versions, you need to fix them manually or apply patches. Different bugs and the things like huge memory consumption, and instead of good shell solution in upstream, you get advice like that. Sorry, I don't like to work on a heavily swapped Linux machine, and I already have 48 gigabytes of RAM, so no, that's not a solution. AutoVideo plans to migrate to the LLVM repo, so it will resolve at least all build issues, but unfortunately, GCC support highly likely will be dropped. There is a link to the mail thread about it, and as far as I know, GCC folks didn't migrate it to their own repository, so it could be a problem for them. We have another tool, LLVM ProfGen, and it can be used in some cases like a replacement for AutoVideo. Unfortunately, not in all cases. For example, the most significant one is a non-LBR support. LBR, it's a hardware feature for Intel CPUs, which helps to perform sampling Peugeot in a more efficient way. And this feature is available for Intel CPUs for many years, but unfortunately, in AMD CPUs, it's available only since Zen 3 with an asterisk, and since Zen 4 without an asterisk. So this use case is still important for the industry. So if we're talking about sampling Peugeot, frequently we want to apply this optimization continuously because we have a large fleet of services and so on, and we don't want to perform all optimizations manually for each release. So Google, that's how Google does it internally. We have a special system like based on Google White Profiler. It has a large architecture and something like that. You need to understand that a regular Peugeot user cannot replicate it because Google implemented it internally, and unfortunately this system is closed sourced. But finally, 2 days ago, Yandex open sourced completely the same system. It is called Perforator, so you can use it. It's completely open source. You can deploy it on your servers and use it like Google does it internally. So highly recommend to give it a try. By the way, only LLVM compilers are supported, at least yet, and in official way. There are discussions about other things like a Grafana Pyros code, but nothing to try besides discussions yet. And I don't see any activity. So interesting question about profile guide optimization, post-link optimization, like LLVM bolt and propeller. People don't understand the difference between both of these tools. They think, can you give me one tool like optimize my software? And I can understand their point of view. And since we have two different tools, you need to tweak your build scripts twice and so on. And it it creates more complexion and so on. That's not a good thing. And you know, we need better documentation for Propeller tools too. Bolt has at least quite good README. Google Propeller, okay. So that's not the documentation, sorry. You know, from my practice, for Propeller tools, in almost all cases, it's much easier to just ask a question directly in the LLVM Discord from the developers. About LPGO integration into LLVM itself, only Clang has some kind of integration, but we can do more things like Clang format, Flang, ClangD. I have benchmarks for that already, no integration yet. And the same goes for PLO adoption too. We can optimize LLVM tools more. We can, but we don't do it for now. Regarding PGO integration into other LLVM-based compilers, Clang has the best support. Rust C almost the same as the Clang without some fancy PGO features. And other PGO LLVM-based compilers, unfortunately, support only basic PGO way instrumentation, or maybe don't support at all PGO. And it could be a good motivation for non-LLVM and non-GCC-based compilers to implement their good optimizing compiler based on LLVM, because without LLVM infrastructure, it will be quite tricky to implement PGO in the right way. So why should we care about PGO? The idea behind awesome PGO project is quite simple. I'm trying to fill as much as possible gaps in the current PGO infrastructure, in the current PGO ecosystem. I'm not talking not only about LLVM. PGO efficiency demonstration on real applications. Highlighting more PGO features that are hidden in different RFC and maybe commits and so on. Making a shift from just PGO in LLVM documentation to how to use PGO in practice for real stuff, not just a like small example. And answer all possible questions about PGO that could appear in the future. With this, I want to introduce more data-driven optimizations into current world. So without YOLO stuff like random inlining and so on, we can do better based on the data. It's not a big price for that. And by that, I wanted to increase the default level, the default performance level for the whole ecosystem and improve the world. Even if you need to open some amount of issues, that's a state from yesterday, from my GitHub. And that's it for today. Thank you. Which kind of PGO?
Temporal instrumentation.
Temporal? Temporal PGO, that's a kind of PGO that was documented a month ago, I guess. That's a kind of PGO that helps you to optimize startup time for your application. Yeah, that's a temporal. I don't have experience with this kind of PGO. I only was reading RFC and discussions on LLVM forum. I didn't try it. Yeah. Sorry.
Can you maybe explain a bit how it's implemented in LLVM? Is it like an optimization pass? Where does it fit in the LLVM?
That's one or several optimization passes. Yeah. So how they are implemented inside LLVM, I cannot say you much because you know different implementations, so on. Are you interested in optimizing stuff or on the optimization phase or instrumentation phase?
The optimization phase.
Optimization phase basically what PGO brings. Why it's so helpful practice. It helps to perform much, much better inlining. And in Lining, if you know about something about LLVM inside, it's a very important optimization, not only because in Lining improves performance directly, like less jumps call now. In Lining, gives to a compiler a context to perform other optimizations. And that's why it's so important. There are other things like, I guess, devirtualization. I'm not sure it's implemented in LLVM. In Go, it's implemented in Go compiler. But in Lining is the most important.
And we're out of time. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks.